But I said, only stand for what is right. They called us for supper. It was a banquet. Everything was laid out. Afterward, we had to sign all the papers. The cameras were rolling. He brought out a big white Bible. And he says, look, this is my Bible that the Pope gave me. It's signed by the Pope. In fact, when the Pope comes to Bolivia, he always stays at my house. And he showed me a signature. And he laid it there. This is a religious experience. So he said, we'll lay it right there. We signed all the papers. And can you imagine signing $1.5 million document? You don't even have anything. Signed all the pages. He signed it. His partner signed it. Then he said, David, look at this. And he showed me the signature of the Pope. And I said, hey, while we're looking here, would you mind reading this for me? And I said, Exodus 20, 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. I didn't know that was in my Catholic Bible. I said, it's signed by the Pope. The next day he said, okay, David, everything is signed. We need a down payment. How much do you need? I need $100,000. Okay, let me make a call to my bank. So I called my bank up in the U.S., a credit union, not a big bank. Excuse me? Yes. This is David. Could I speak to the bank president? Sure. Hi, David. How you doing? I'm down here in Bolivia. I just bought $1.5 million television station network. You did? And what can I do for you? Well, I need $100,000 down payment. David, you don't have any money in your account. That's why I'm trying to borrow it. He said, well, when you come up in a couple of weeks, I'll have you sign everything. I said, no, I need it right now. I'll sign it later. You want me to walk on water, just give you $100,000? Please? Well, David, everything you do, God blesses. You've always come through, so I'll send you them. I'll wire you the money, and you can sign the papers when you come up. So he wired me the money. I made the $100,000 down payment. And then we came up to the States, and my dad and I, we signed everything, with the tractors and other things my dad had on the farm as collateral for it. And just a few weeks later, a $100,000 check came in the mail. A man lost his wife in an accident. The insurance paid him $100,000. He said, I'm not going to use my wife's blood money for myself. This is for God. And he sent me the check for $100,000. I never received a $100,000 check before. Was it an accident? Of course not. It was as you move forward, God confirms by providing for those needs. Well, a few months later, they said it was time to go down as we agreed. I went down. I didn't have any money still. I was scared to death. And they said, well, actually, could you forgive us? We're not ready yet. The papers aren't finished. Could you come back next month? Oh, sure. I'd be happy to come back next month. And I did come back next month. And when I went back next month, I didn't have any money. And we sat down together. I said, David, here's all the papers, all signed by the Ministry of Communication, authorized by the minister himself, and everything here. And it's nice to get that over with. Now it's all yours. It belongs to you. Now we're ready for the $1.4 million payment. I went to, can I go to the bathroom a second? Sure. Lord, I knelt down, put my face on the floor. Lord, please, what do I tell them? Tell them the truth. Tell them you don't have it yet. Okay. You know what? We don't have our money together yet. Oh, that's not a problem. This is God's station. Not a problem. We'll check next month. Next month? You don't have it still? Not a problem. We'll wait till next month. Next month? You still don't have it? Okay, we'll wait another month. Next month? You still don't have it? God was silent for some reason on it. We had enough money to get going forward. We were fixing up the place. We put our equipment. Some people donated some equipment. We were ready to go on the air. Finally, 4 months later, I said, you know what? We can't wait longer. Let's get on the air. If we don't get on the air after we've had this thing for 4 months, but we're not ready yet. We don't have enough material. I said, that's always the problem. If you're not born yet, how can you ever mature? Let's get born. But David, people are going to ridicule us. They're going to laugh at us. We don't have anything to put on the air. Have you ever seen a newborn baby, how ugly they are? I used to work in an emergency room as a nurse in Kentucky, and I used to go up for, they needed an RN to go up to all the deliveries. So I was... You know, it was my job to take the baby and resuscitate it. So I was there at about 100 deliveries. And I said, babies are always ugly, cold, and naked when they're born. Let's get born, and then we'll clean up. She goes, I'm not going to be involved. I had a young lady who was director of programming, and she was kind of the director of the program down there. And And she goes, I'm not going to be involved in this. This is too embarrassing. I said, well, then give me those cassettes. I took them across and I said, take that stuff off the air and put God's stuff on the air. So they'd been transmitting, you know, stuff from their other station, which is soap operas, children's programming, all kinds of stuff that was just demonic. I said, this is God's station. I can't stand it another day that stuff's on the air. Take it off. Put in these cassettes. I don't care if we run the same cassette all day long. We just put it on. So we stuck it in, pushed the button, and we stood there with